welcome today's contestants. A software engineer from San Francisco, California, Scotty Biddle. A judicial law clerk from Salt Lake City, Utah, Raul Garabado. And our returning champion, a librarian from Augusta, Maine, Jessica Garson. One day, cash winnings total $12,600. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The material on yesterday's program presented some difficulties for some reason for all three contestants and for yours truly as well. That's why Jessica didn't win as much money as other champions have been averaging in previous weeks. But today is going to be different for Scotty, Rahul, the newcomers, and for you too, champ. Let's see how it works out. Good luck. Here we go. Now we take a look at the categories. We start you off today with many hands. Make life work. Of course they do. We'll deal with history through the centuries. The Meat Industry Hall of Fame. Song and movie, same title. And finally, rah-rah, zis, boom, bah. Notice the quotation marks. Those quotation marks indicate the first letters of each correct response as we go down from 200 to 1,000. All right, Jessica, start.
Song and movie for 200, please.
Song by Black Sabbath. Movie, Tony Stark weaponizes an armored suit. Jessica.
What is Iron Man?
Good.
Song and movie, 400.
Song by U2. Movie, heights make Jimmy Stewart dizzy. Scotty.
What is vertigo?
Correct.
History through the centuries for 400, please.
The 13th. This document debuts in 1215, but is reissued with changes in 1216, 1217, and 1225 under a new king. Scotty?
What is the Magna Carta?
You are right.
History through the centuries, 600.
19th. This feat of engineering was completed in 1825, connecting the Great Lakes with the Atlantic Ocean. Scotty?
What is the Erie Canal?
You are right.
History through the centuries, 800, please.
Answer there, the day we double. Who indeed?
I'd like to wager 1,000, please.
All right, here is the clue. 17th. On this woman's death in 1617, a London writer referred to her as the Virginian woman.
Who is Pocahontas?
You're correct again.
History through the centuries for 1,000, please.
18th. In 1723, Russia captures Baku from Persia in this leader's last great military campaign. Jessica.
Who's Peter the Great?
You got him.
History for 200, please.
14th century, around 1347, the bacterium Yersinia pestis begins a European tour known by this colorful two-word phrase. Jessica.
What is Black Death?
Yeah.
Song and movie, 600.
Song by Styx. Movie about a sheep-herding pig. Jessica.
What is Babe?
Babe, yeah.
Song movie, 800.
Song by The Cure. Movie, Hilary Swank played Tina Brandon, who became Brandon Tina. Scotty.
What is Million Dollar Baby?
No. Jessica.
What is Boys Don't Cry?
You got it.
1,000, song and movie.
Song by Cream. Movie about the beer-loving McKenzie brothers from SCTV. Oh, we stumped you with Strange Brew. Jessica, back to you.
Make light work, 200.
Around noon on some days, Germany gets close to half its power from this source. Scotty.
What is solar power?
Right.
Make light work, 400.
The light type of this is a basic tool of cell biology, magnifying specimens hundreds of times. Jessica.
What is a microscope?
Good.
Make light work, 600.
Take a mind-expanding journey at the live show called Paramount's Laser Spectacular with the music of this Dark Side band. Jessica again.
What is Pink Floyd?
Yep.
Make light work, 800.
10 projectors show astronomical wonders in the USA's largest of these facilities at a Jersey City Science Center. Rahul.
What is an observatory?
Nope. Scotty.
What is a planetarium?
You are right.
Make light work, 1,000, please.
John Alcott and Emmanuel Lubezki. People in this profession are noted for creative use of natural light. Scotty.
Who are architects?
No. Who are cinematographers? All right, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back in a moment. Welcome back. Scotty Biddle is a software engineer from San Francisco, California, whose favorite food is
cheese.
And for one of your birthdays,
yes,
your friend set up a blind tasting.
They did. My roommate and a friend of ours made three different kinds of macaroni and cheese, and they had me taste them all with the blindfold on. And they didn't ask me to identify the brands of all of them, but I did get them all right.
Okay, good. All right, Rahul Garabadu from Salt Lake City, Utah, a judicial law clerk who spent a summer working in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Doing what?
I did. I was actually doing work on an electoral observation mission in the first free and fair presidential elections in 2011.
Good for you. We need that. All right, Jessica Garcet is from Augusta, Maine. Once took a casino bus to a job interview. Were you thinking of applying for a job at the casino?
No, I was not a driver at the time. And I realized that the day that they wanted to do the interview was the same day that the casino bus went up to this particular town. So I got creative. And afterwards, I,
you
know,
you had to go in and gamble just a little bit to make it legitimate?
No, I had to use my buffet coupon. It's not a tour unless you get the buffet coupon.
All right. Okay, let's get back to it with Scotty. He makes our next selection. Go ahead.
Ra-ra, sis, boom, ba for 200, please.
It's a game played on a four-walled court. Hey, that bounced twice. Rahul.
What is racquetball?
Good.
Same category, 1,000.
Also a bluffing board game from Mattel. This word means nonsense, hogwash. Rahul.
What is balderdash?
That's right.
Many hands, 800, please.
In 1950, an Allstate General sales manager came up with this classic slogan. Scotty.
What is you're in good hands?
That's it.
Many hands, 1,000, please.
During this 1986 event, people all around the country held hands to help the homeless. Jessica.
What is hands across America?
That's it.
Many hands, 600.
Mano nera. Translated as this, was a turn of the 20th century Sicilian extortion ring. Scotty.
What is Black Hand?
Yes.
Meat Industry Hall of Fame for 400, please.
Frank Perdue and Donald Tyson are best known for selling this type of meat. Jessica.
What is chicken?
Correct.
Many hands, 400.
The top hand symbolizes enlightenment, and the bottom, the world of appearances in the Dhyana Mudra gesture of this religion. Rahul.
What is Buddhism?
Correct.
Ra-ra, sis, boom, ba, 800.
Jack Byam, a famous maker of these, sold thousands at the 1956 Melbourne Olympics, with a few returns. Scotty.
What is a boomerang?
Boomerang, right.
Many hands, 200.
In 1964, the Beatles snagged their first U.S. number one hit with this tune. Scotty.
What is I Want to Hold Your Hand?
You got it.
Meat Industry Hall of Fame 600.
Founder Dave Thomas appeared in more than 800 commercials for this fast food chain. Scotty.
What is Wendy's?
With less than a minute now.
Meat Industry Hall of Fame 1000.
Dave Thino of Jack in the Box was inducted for helping the industry improve after an outbreak of this bacterium. Jessica?
What is E. coli?
Correct.
Meat Industry 800.
Nebraska's Alan Simon made his fortune with mailable beef from this company. Jessica?
What is Omaha Steak?
Yes.
Meat Industry 200.
Of course, this honorary Kentucky colonel was inducted. Scotty?
Who is Colonel Sanders?
Yes.
Ra-ra, sis, boom, ba, 600.
Michelangelo painted the creation of Adam on its ceiling. Jessica.
It was a Sistine Chapel.
Right, now the last clue. Nissin cup noodles, for example. Scotty.
What is ramen?
Ramen is right, and I believe we're going to have a score change to announce at the beginning of the next round. We'll find out your mistake. Back in a moment.
Post-catch. Questioning, sponsored in part by...
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
I thought my bumpy skin was just something I had to live with. Not anymore.
Gold Bond Rough and Bumpy Skin Therapy reduces bumps 74%. Gold Bond, ultimate lotion, ultimate skin.
Those dreaded S's can give us so much trouble when we are a contestant on Jeopardy. A few moments ago, Jessica responded Omaha Steak instead of Omaha Steaks. That's incorrect. We have to penalize her $1,600. She is still in the lead, but it's closer now. All right, Rahul, you get to go first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories for you. 1890s literature. These TV shows are old enough to drink. We'll deal with computer keyboards. That sounds easy for you guys. We need some help. I would. Women composers. And finally, you'll like this one, municipal before and after. Where would you like to start?
1890s literature for 1600.
In Trilby, a young singer falls under the trance of this man whose name became a synonym for a hypnotic controller. Rahul.
Who's Mesmer?
No. Jessica.
Who's Svengali?
Svengali, yeah.
1890s literature, 1200.
A collection of this controversial German philosopher's thoughts and essays was titled The Antichrist. Rahul.
Who's Nietzsche?
You're right.
1890s for 2000.
Dubbed the Jewish Mark Twain for his poignant tales, this author published Tevye the Dairyman in 1894. And his name is Sholem Aleichem. I liked him too. Rahul.
Computer keyboards for 2000.
Invented in 1960, much later than its forward pal, this mark gained popularity when used in MS-DOS. Jessica.
What is the backslash?
Yes.
Computer keyboards 400.
Helping you with a soft reboot, this three-key step was chosen, as it was nigh impossible to engage using only one hand. Jessica.
What is Control-Alt-Delete?
That's it.
Computer keyboards 800.
It's not a veggie. It's the mark above the six to show where something is to be inserted. Scott.
What is a carrot?
Yeah.
Computer keyboard 1600.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
I'm going to make this a true daily double.
Okay, for the lead then. Here is the clue for you. New evidence suggests that the QWERTY keyboard design may have sprung from telegraph operators translating this.
What is send?
No, what is Morse code? Oh. Morse code. So you are now in third place. Go again.
Municipal before and after 2000.
Alliterative Virginia city that is one period of current events reporting. And that would be Newport News Cycle. Go again.
Municipal before and after 1600.
Wisconsin city of Clearwater that has portrayed Temple Grandin and Shakespeare's Juliet. Scotty.
What is Eau Claire Danes?
Good.
TV shows that are old enough to drink, 1600.
Since 1973, audiences have tuned in to watch the tempestuous folks of Genoa City on this soap opera. Jessica.
What is The Young and the Restless?
That's it.
TV shows for 1200.
The theme song of this show, now in its 32nd season, asks, bad boys, what you gonna do? Scotty.
What is Cops?
Yeah.
These TV shows for 2000.
To some longtime viewers, he was the new guy, but the 2018-19 season was his 30th and last on 60 Minutes. Scotty.
Who is Rooney?
No. That's a picture of Steve Croft. Back to you, Scotty.
Computer keyboards, 1200.
InScript, the standard keyboard of this country, is for scripts like Gujarati, Tamil, and Telugu. Rahul.
What is India?
That's the country.
1890s literature for 800.
Edmond Rostand set this 1897 play about the pursuit of the lovely Roxanne in 17th century Paris. Rahul.
What is Cyrano de Bergerac?
You got it.
Women composers for 2000.
A composer in her own right, Clara Neuwied, also edited the collected works of this German composer, her husband. Rahul.
Who is Schubert?
No. Jessica.
Who is Schumann?
Yes, Robert Schumann.
Women composers, 1600.
British-born Rebecca Clark gained notice with her 1919 sonata for this instrument, spelled the same as a woman's first name. How about the viola? Back to you, Jessica.
Women composers for 1200.
Anne Dudley won an Oscar for scoring this film in which unemployed British steelworkers take it off. Jessica.
What is the full Monty?
Yep.
Women composers, 800.
The first symphony by an American woman was Amy Beach's Gaelic Symphony, first performed in 1896 by this group, the BSO for short. Jessica.
What is the Boston Symphony Orchestra?
You got it.
Women composers, 400.
Last name of Fanny, Felix's beloved older sister who composed some 500 pieces of music. Jessica.
Who is Mendelssohn?
Mendelssohn, right you are.
We need some help, 2000.
F is for this word that means to make a thing easier, specifically to help people work together. Scotty.
What is facilitate?
That's the word.
We need some help, 1600.
A weight-bearing structure, or help and encouragement found in many book acknowledgments. That would be support. Scotty?
We need some help, 1200.
This word for help can also be a performance or other event to raise funds for a charitable cause. Scotty?
What is a benefit?
Benefit, less than a minute now.
Municipal before and after, 1200.
Answer, Daily Bubble. Ah. Chance to get it going again.
I'd like to wager 2,000, please.
Two it is. Here is the clue. Small piano that is the Michigan burial place for Gerald Ford.
What is concertina?
No. What is Baby Grand Rapids?
Yeah.
All right, you're at 2,000. Go.
Municipal before and after, 800.
E.B. White, mouse-like boy in a southern state capital. Rahul.
What is Stuart Little... Bighorn.
Oh. Jessica.
What is Stuart Little Rock?
Little Rock, yes. Well, we changed the state.
We need some help, 800.
A player who passes you the puck right before you score is credited with one of these. Scotty.
What is an assist?
That's it.
We need some help, 400.
I need a boost. Give me a hand or give me this body part up. Jessica.
What is a leg up?
Yep. Oh, and darn that buzzer. Raul, bad news for you. You wound up in the red, so you... will receive the third place prize of $1,000, but Jessica has turned this into a runaway. She can wager big or not in Final Jeopardy. We're dealing with this subject today, players. Last words. All right, clue in a moment.
The law says police can chase a suspected criminal. So why would police be told not to? The confusion that could be allowing suspected criminals to run free. Baltimore sounds off. The demand for safer streets as the murder toll continues to rise.
It's never a good place to be in a horror movie when a group of kids foolishly hide behind a wall of these lumberjack tools. What are chainsaws? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Sadly, only two players left to deal with this subject. Last words. Let's see what it's all about. In 1876, in the Dakotas, this American said, "The old duffer broke me on the last hand." 30 seconds. Good luck, players. Line of the clue was an important one in dealing with the last words. We'll come to you, Scotty. You had 2,800. You played well. Didn't have a great deal of luck on that daily double. And you said, who's Custer? No. So it's going to cost you 2,800. You'll finish in second place. Jessica, over to you now. You had 17,200 and you wrote down, who is Bill Hickok? Yes, you are absolutely right. In Deadwood, where he was shot. And you will add some money. How much? 2,800. Look at that. You now have 20,000 today and a two-day total of 32,600. You're starting to get it rolling. Good for you. We'll see you tomorrow. And you as well, we hope. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Which egg has better taste and nutrition? And is the only egg I'll serve my family? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
People who have been diagnosed with mesothelioma have many questions. That's why we offer this free book.
Call toll-free at 1-888-888-3231.
Here's what I want for Cassie's food. Wholesome ingredients, real meat first, no corn, wheat, or soy. Add it all up, and there's only one choice for me. Blue Buffalo.